hearts to God. And our melody might not be too good in your ears, but it's good in God's ears. And today we've entitled this video, Grace That God's People Will Not Resist. Grace God's People Will Not Resist. And another way of saying it is irresistible grace. Another way of saying it is the blossoms of the biblical tulip will blossom through the ceaseless ages of eternity, including total depravity, unconditional election, limited atonement, irresistible grace. That's what we're going to be talking about this morning in the final perseverance of the saints. The tulip is blossoming and will forever blossom. So we're going to turn this camera around and see if we can get Mark and Rosette in the picture here. Good morning, Mark.
Good morning. Luke 1 through 11. And it came to pass that as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, one of his disciples said unto him, Lord, teach to pray. And John also taught his disciples. And he said unto them, when he prays, say, Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come, thy will be done as in earth, so in earth. Thy will be done as in heaven, so on earth. Give us day by day our daily bread. Give us our sins, for we also forgive everyone that is indebted to us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. And he said unto them, Which of you shall have a friend, and shall go unto him at midnight, and saying to him, Friend, lend me three loaves, for a friend of mine in his journey is come to me, and I have nothing to set before him. And he from within shall answer and say, Trouble me not. The door is now shut, and my children are with me in bed. I cannot rise and give thee. I say unto you, though he will not rise and give him because he is his friend, yet because was him opportunity, he will rise and give him as many as he needeth. And I say unto you, ask, and it shall be given you. Seek, and ye shall find. Knock, and it shall be opened unto you. For every one that asketh receiveth, and he that seeketh findeth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. If a son shall ask bread of any of you that is a father, will he give him a stone? Or if he ask a fish, will he for a fish give him a serpent? Thank you.
Thank you, Martin. Well, we've had several songs requested. The first one is entitled, Blessed Be the Tie That Binds. Marcus requested that song. We all need fellowship with brothers and sisters in Christ, especially during this time of lockdown, don't we? They've tried to lock down. They've tried to shut our mouths. They've tried to keep us from singing. We're going to continue to sing. They can't stop me from singing. Do you hear that, Fauci? You hear that, Burks? You took for the woods, didn't you, Burks, when you got caught? They're not going to keep us from singing. They're not going to keep us from worshiping God. They might kill us, but we'll go down singing. Blessed be the tie that binds. 325. Blessed be the tie that binds our hearts in Christian love, our fellowship of kindred minds is like to that above. Before our Father's throne, we pour our ardent prayers, our fears, our hopes, our aims are one, our comforts and our cares. We share our mutual woes, our mutual burdens bear,
and often for each other flows the sympathizing tear. When we asunder part, it gives us inward pain, but we shall still be joined in heart and hope to meet again.
Hi, Tulip. Good morning. Good morning, Tuli. How are you doing this morning? Huh? Okay, the next one we're going to sing is requested by Rosette. It's entitled Power in the Blood. Would you be free from the burden of sin? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you or evil is victory claimed? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Would you be free from your passion and pride? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Come for a cleansing to Calvary's tide. There's wonderful power in the blood. Would you be whiter, much whiter than snow? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Sin stains are lost in its life-giving flow. There's wonderful power in the blood. Would you do service for Jesus the King? There's power in the blood, power in the blood. Would you live daily his praises to sing? There's wonderful power in the blood. There is power, power, wonder-working power in the blood of the Lamb. There is power, 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 wonder-working power in the precious blood of the Lamb. Okay, the next one we're going to sing is in this, the back of this Gadsby book.
You said again?
The back of the Gadsby book. And it's, let's see, it's going to be, number 49. Under His Wings.
Yeah. I don't know where it is.
Number page 49.
Oh. Okay.
Under His wings I'm safely abiding. Though the night deepens and tempests are wild, still I can trust Him. I know He will keep me. He has redeemed me, and I am His child. Under His wings, who from His love can sever? Under His wings my soul shall abide, safely abide forever. Under His wings, what a refuge in sorrow. How the heart yearningly turns to His rest. Often when earth has no balm for my healing, there I find comfort and there I am blessed.
Under His wings, so precious enjoyment,
there will I hide till life's trials are o'er. Shelter protected, no evil can harm me. Resting in Jesus, I'm safe evermore.
Under His wings,
who from His love can sever? Under His wings, my soul shall abide,
safely abide forever.
Okay, the last one we're going to sing is taken from the Psalter, and it's Psalm 2, page 2, Psalm 2. What a contrast between those who are in Christ and those whom the heathen are raging against God. Why do the heathen rage? Why do people folly mind? Kings of earth in plots engage, rulers are in league combined. Then against the Lord High and against Messiah's sway, let us break their binds, they cry. Let us cast their cords away. But the Lord will scorn them all. He will laugh who sits on high. Then his wrath will on them fall. Sore displeased he will reply. Yet according to my will, I have set my king to reign. And on Zion's holy hill, my anointed I'll maintain. His decree I will make known. Unto me the Lord did say, Thou art my beloved Son, I've begotten thee this day. Ask of me and thee I'll make heirs to earth and nations all. Then with iron thou shalt break, dashing them in pieces small. Therefore, kings, be wise, give ear. Hearken, judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with godly fear. Mingle trembling with your mirth. Kiss the sun his wrath to turn, lest he perish in the way. For his anger soon will burn. Blessed are all that on him stay. Dear Lord, we pray you would be with us today in the service. We pray that you would open your word to us and grant unto us your mercy and grace. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Well, I want to greet Maureen Amwando. And we're glad to see that you're with us this morning. And it's good to know that we have others around the world that are serving Christ. And this is from Africa, Kenya. We welcome you, and we hope that God will grant to you your requests and your prayers. We also want to welcome all the rest of you who have joined us and will join us later in our platforms. We're now on 17 different platforms throughout the world. Just a few of the platforms that we're on, in case you want to know where we are, you can find us on YouTube and Facebook, Sermon Audio, Tumblr, iConnectFX.com, Brighteon.com, BitChute.com, LinkedIn.com, and there's some new platforms out there, including Vimeo.com and BrandNewTube.com and CloutHub.com and Gab.com, just to name a few. Well, we are going to keep this brief this morning. We're going to talk real briefly about irresistible grace. There's a lot of people that believe that man's salvation is determined upon his free will, which does not exist, by the way. You don't have a free will, and anyone that tells you that you do have a free will is either deceived or lying to you. Jesus Christ is really clear. Jesus Christ is the greatest teacher on election, predestination. He's the greatest teacher on TULIP, on total depravity, on unmerited favor, on limited atonement, on irresistible grace, and on the final perseverance of the saints. This morning we're going to talk briefly about irresistible grace. In John 6, Jesus says, "All that the Father giveth me shall come to me." I'm in verse 37. "And him that cometh to me I will in no wise cast out." He also says, "I came down from heaven not to do mine own will, but the will of him that sent me. And this is the Father's will which has sent me, that all of which he hath given me I should lose nothing, but should raise it up again at the last day." That's absolute work of God Almighty. So he's saying what he's going to do. Verse 40. "And this is the will of him that sent me, that everyone which seeth the Son and believeth on him may have everlasting life, and I will raise him up at the last day." And Jesus also says in verse 44 that no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day. Okay, so your free will not account for anything. Again, you don't have a free will. In fact, Jesus Christ says emphatically that no man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him. That's called irresistible grace. We will not, if we're one of God's elect, we ultimately will come to Christ because the Father has drawn us to Christ. Verse 45, "It is written in the prophets, they shall be all taught of God. Every man, therefore, that hath heard and hath learned of the Father cometh unto me." Okay. God is the one that draws us. God's the one that causes us to see. God's the one that causes us to hear. And God is the one that causes us to come unto him. And he also says that he that believeth on me hath everlasting life. Notice he doesn't say in verse 47, he doesn't say who believes will have everlasting life. He doesn't say that. He says he that believeth on me already has everlasting life. And then we find that he repeats himself. He's a great teacher because he knows that people have to hear this over and over and over again. There's scripture that says, "Let this sink down into your ears." Okay. What does he say in verse 63? He says, "It is the Spirit that quickeneth." It's the Spirit. This is called irresistible grace. It's the Spirit that quickeneth. "The flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I speak in you, they are spirit and they are life." Okay. And then he says in verse 64 that there were some that believed not, for Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and he also knew who should betray him. But in verse 65, Christ said, "Therefore said I unto you that no man can come unto me except it were given unto him of my Father." This is a divine work of God. That's why he tells us in John 3, he tells Nicodemus, who came to him by night, "You must be born again. The Spirit bloweth where it listeth, and no man knoweth the sound thereof, and so is everyone that is born of the Spirit of God." Well, you know, I've heard people preach Judas into heaven, even. I heard a Primitive Baptist preacher preached Judas into heaven, but what did Jesus have to say about it? In verse 70, he said, "Haven't I not chosen you 12, and one of you is a devil?" I don't think there's going to be any devils in heaven. Do you? Okay, now, I want to look at real briefly. This is hard for me to keep this condensed because there's so much here. But if you go back to John 8, this is another emphatic proclamation of irresistible grace. He tells them here, these Pharisees who are unbelieving reprobates, you know, he tells them why they cannot believe in Jesus Christ. He tells them why he cannot believe. And he says in verse 36, if the Son shall therefore shall make you free, you shall be indeed free indeed. It's not a work of man. It's the work of God that you believe on him. And he tells them, you know, in verse 44, if God were your Father, you would love me. For I proceeded forth and came from God. Neither came I of myself, but he sent me. Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my word. Ye are of your father the devil, and the lust of your father ye will do. Okay? And he says in verse 45, because I tell you the truth, you believe me not. And verse 47, he that is of God heareth God's words. Ye therefore hear them not, because ye are not of God. He's teaching the doctrine of reprobation here. These are vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. That's what they are. Well, he said in another place, not only that they are their father the devil and the works of their father they will do, but he also said in John 10, he proclaims a particular redemption here, and this is directly tied to irresistible grace. This is directly tied to final perseverance of the saints. This is directly tied to particular redemption, you know. He says, let's just look at this real briefly. We're looking now in John chapter 10, and this is where he's likening himself to the shepherd, you know. And he says, a stranger they will not follow, verse 5, but will flee from him, for they know not the voice of strangers. Verily I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. By me, if any man enter, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out and find pasture. That's irresistible grace. Verse 11, I'm the good shepherd. The good shepherd give his life for the sheep. He doesn't say the good shepherd gives his life for everyone without exception. He says the good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. He also says in verse 14, I am the good shepherd and know my sheep and am known of mine. Notice what he does for the sheep in verse 15. As the Father knoweth me, even so I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. Verse 16, I think he's referring there to the Gentiles when he says, other sheep I have which are not of this fold. I believe he's referring to the Gentiles there. Now he says in verse 26, he says, you believe not because you're not of my sheep, as I said unto you. He's speaking there of the reprobates, those who were fitted, vessels of wrath fitted for destruction. And if you don't believe me, go to Romans 9, where it says, the children being not yet born, not having done any good or evil, that the purpose of God according to election might stand. And it goes on and tells about how there are two kinds of people, those who are vessels created unto honor, and there are those who are vessels fitted for destruction. Verse 27, he says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father which gave them me is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hands. This is irresistible grace. Well, finally, and I'm trying to be brief with this and to the point, let's look at a passage in John 17. John 17. Jesus Christ was a great proclaimer of the doctrine of election, unconditional election, total depravity, limited atonement, irresistible grace, and the final perseverance of the saints. First, let's see, let me go to the 17th chapter of John here. The 17th chapter of John, in the second verse, he says, "Thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to as many as thou hast given him." He doesn't say thou hast given him power over all flesh, that he should give eternal life to all. He said he's given eternal life to as many as thou hast given him. And so that means he has power over the reprobate, and he has power over the sheep or those who have been given to him by the Father. Okay, he also says that he doesn't pray for the world. In verse 9, he says he prays for his people. "I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine." See the distinction between the sheep and the goats. You know? And he also says that that he's prayed for those that will believe on me through their word, through the apostles' word in verse 20. And he also says in verse 24 that he was loved before the foundation of the world, verse 24. And so today, let us remember that if we're one of God's chosen people, if we've been predestinated in adoption, if we have been chosen in him from the foundation of the world, if we have been effectually called, if we have been born again by the Spirit of God, we will not ultimately resist his grace. We will be in heaven forever with him. Praise God. I'm glad for that this morning. Do we have a final selection?
God's ordained.
Praises to my Lord and King.
Well, we thank you again for joining us, and I have a PDF copy of the book entitled God Does Not Love Everyone, But He Does Love His Elect from Everlasting to Everlasting. I sent that PDF copy out to about 20 people this morning. If you have an interest in further study on this subject, send me an email and I'll send you a PDF copy of that book. God bless.